Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Our next story is something of a love story. It's about Suzanne Ganji and her husband, the amazing human Head. The Head's real name is Tony, and he's an aspiring sideshow performer. This weekend, Ganji is bringing his new sideshow review to the Great New England Steampunk Exposition in Fitchburg, where he'll emcee a show filled with acts that audiences would have seen in Victorian times. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited Tony Ganji to find out why he gave up a successful career in publishing to revive the so-called sideshow arts. But it comes with a warning. This story might be a bit grotesque for some listeners.
From outside, the Ganji's Beverly home looks pretty typical. Inside, too, minus the array of deathly devices laid out on their dining room table. They're the reason why the phrase, "don't try this at home," exists. Seriously, don't try this at home. That's a mousetrap snapping shut on Tony Ganji's tongue. That's an animal trap crunching his hand.
Tough part is always getting it off.
Then there's a long, flat, scary-looking metal thing.
What I'm going to do today is I'm actually going to swallow a sword that's about 18 inches long.
That's not actually true. This lead-in is part of Ganji's sideshow act. On stage, he says he'll swallow a lengthy blade, but instead invites some unsuspecting audience member to slide a 6-inch nail that looks like a tiny sword into his nose. In the biz, this act is known as the human blockhead. For this demonstration, Ganji enlists his squeamish wife, Suzanne.
Oh. Now, have you ever pulled that out of his nose before?
No, I have never had the privilege of actually being the one to pull it out of his nose. I usually avert my eyes and look somewhere else.
She's been doing that since 2006. That's when Ganji gave up a career in book publishing to learn how to safely stick sharp objects into his nasal passages at the Coney Island Sideshow School. But first, he had to convince his wife to leave a stable job.
There were a number of years where he was, you know, working in career that really wore him down. And as a spouse, you can see it because he wasn't able to do what he wanted. And, you know, you don't want them to be that miserable.
So Suzanne agreed to support Tony and their son Schaefer while her husband fulfilled his dreams. But she made him promise one thing, and it's become a familiar mantra.
Well, at least I'm not going to be eating glass. Yeah. And that seems to put her mind at ease. Yeah.
But Tony Ganji's mentor at the Coney Island Sideshow School does eat glass. Lots of it.
I've been doing glass eating for years. I learned from an old sideshow performer who did it. And I've eaten more than 4,000 light bulbs during the course of my career.
Todd Robbins is a consummate sideshow man. He just finished a successful off-Broadway run of his own morbid show in New York with Teller of Penn and Teller fame called Play Dead. Robbins remembers Tony Ganji's school days well.
Tony was one of the more saner people that we've had at the Coney Island Sideshow School. It's what is referred to in the world of the sideshow as someone who came from three hots and a cot, meaning that he grew up in a traditional environment with three meals a day and a good place to sleep, three hots and a cot.
Robbins is grateful to see someone like Ganji keeping the sideshow arts alive with his own sideshow review, which he premiered in Salem. It's called Lydia's Carnival Sideshow, inspired by the 1939 song Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
There's an escape artist, a spoon bender, and Ganji's own human blockhead routine, the kinds of acts audiences would have seen attached to every traveling circus during Victorian times. Ganji's observed something of an underground sideshow renaissance happening around the country in rock clubs or at outdoor music festivals. He's also written a book about the sideshow arts. A lot of his fellow sideshow performers aim to make audiences sick to their stomachs, he says, but not Ganji.
I enjoy a good gasp.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to do is a 4,000-year-old art, and it's known as sword swallowing.
Oh, no.
And as you already know, Ganji pulls out his teeny sword and slips it up his nose. In the end, he gets the reaction he's looking for from audience member Marcy Ross.
We like weird things, and it was. It was strange and weird, but really fun, and you don't get to see this kind of stuff too often, especially not in your own backyard.
Did you gasp?
I did gasp.
This weekend, Tony Ganji hopes to hear more of those when he takes the stage at the Great New England Steampunk Expo in Fitchburg. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, oh, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
I said Lydia. We said Lydia. La, la.